Attitude and prayer. Confidence. In our first study on the right attitude to have in prayer, we considered the fact that the state of our relationship with others can keep our prayers from being answered. The next factor we want to consider is praying confidently. Have you ever asked someone for something and had your request refused, and you knew it was refused because you didn't ask confidently? Well, I have. I have learned from experience that to get your request answered, it is important to ask confidently. God also expects that we approach His throne of grace with confidence. Here are some reasons why we should pray confidently. 1. Jesus is our high priest. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14 to 15 says that Jesus is a high priest who empathizes with our weaknesses. Kindly note that the Bible did not say that Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses, but that He empathizes with our weaknesses. Jesus, who is God's Son, experienced life as a man, and He knew what it meant to be tempted. You are usually able to empathize with someone when you can put yourself in the person's shoes because of your own prior experience. And Jesus gives mercy and grace to those who ask Him. 2. God is a good God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 11. In Matthew chapter 7 and verses 7 to 11, we are told that if our earthly fathers do not give us a stone when we ask for bread, or a snake when we ask for fish, how much more would our Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? 3. God answers prayer. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of Him. The most important thing in prayer is to search out God's will concerning our request. God's general will is revealed in the Bible, and His specific will for each situation we face can also be discovered through prayer. For example, Christians have been told not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, but choosing between two different Christian men requires prayer. When we discover God's will, we can pray more confidently regarding our request. Our scripture for reflection is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Shalom.